We are on Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis. We'll again start the sugya. We are around 8 lines from the bottom. The Omar Ule Omar Abelozo Hilchese Goiven Mino Avode. One is a Baal Choyv, is permitted to be Goive, he's capable of being Goive from the Avodim that the Loive possessed Pishas Halbo. Omale Rav Nachman Lule. So Rav Nachman asked Ule, saying over such a statement, Peshem Rabbeloza. Oma Rabbeloza Afilu Miyasmi. Did Rabbeloza say that Afilu the Loive had died? And he left over Avodim for the Badi Yisoymim. Did Rabbeloza also say that one can be goyva from the assignment? And if he said this, so he's saying a powerful message. We have a klal, metaltali diyasmi loy mishtabdi labalchoy. And if Rabbi Lozo said you could be goyva from Yisraimim, so that means that he holds that avodim have a din kalke. And we'll see later in the sugya, Rabbi Nachman personally held that Avodim have a din of metaltalim. So he wanted to make sure what Rabbi Loza had said. So Ule said, Loi mine. No, Rabbi Loza never said that one could be goive from the Yisoymim, the Avodim they had yarshin from their father. Rabbi Loza only had said that if the Loive possesses Avodim, one is permitted to be goive from these avodim. Minei. So the Gemara asks, so what is the chiddush of Rabbi Loza? Minei, you can be goive. It's a whole chiddush, goiven min ha'avodim. He specifies one can be goive from avodim if it is speaking about that the loiv is alive. So minei, afilo miglima dal kaspe. One can be goive from the shirt on his back. You don't, if it's not a special din in Avodim, afilu, the shirt that he's wearing, one can take away from the loive. So, what is the chiddush of Rabbi Loza? Goive him in Avodim. So, Ule answered as follows. Ochib mayaskinen shaso apoytiki. We're speaking about that the loive had made these avodim an apoitiki. He was mishabed these avodim, and he said, "Mize yehelechal piroin, that the gviya should be from these avodim." And in kederove, the omarove, also avdo yapoitiki umochay. If Rava said if a person made his Eved Knani in a poitiki and he sold it, Baal Choyv goive menu. So the Baal Choyv can be goive from these avodim. Also, Shoyre a poitiki umochoy. What if a loive made his share in a poitiki? Ain Baal Choyv goive menu. My time. What is the difference between an Eviknani and a Sher? Ho is leikole, voho les leikole. A Sher does not have a koil. The Lekeach, when he purchased the Sher, was unaware that this Sher was an apoitiki. It was nisyached to be used as a payment for the loivishayv. And if the Lekeach was unaware, we will not be goive from the Lekeach. An Eved has a koil. So Memele, when the Lekeach purchased the Eved, he was well aware that this Eved was nisyachet for the Malve, that the Malve should be goive from this Eved his chayv. And he had the audacity to purchase this evet is the lotion of Taisvis and Baba Basra. Taisvis and Baba Basra says as follows. She'osul chutzpeh liknais davar she'yesh olav kol she'hoye mishubit. It's the Lashon of Tosis. We'll see later as the sugya progresses why this is necessary. But that's pshat in the Gemara. That's pshat in Rove. That the lekuches in a mirdike chutzpeh, he was miyachid this eved to the malve should be goyver from this eved, and they knew about it, and they go and buy it. So where's your menschlichkeit? So therefore, the halacha is that the malve can go to you and take away this eved. So that's what Ula said b'shem Rabbi Lozo. Rabbi Lozo had only said that he could mon from lekuches the avodim if he made them an apoytiki. Let us see Rashi so far. Doivin choiv min avodim afilu miyasmi. So he asked them afilu miyasmi imes loive. The loive died. Vinoflu kam miyasmi. Please tell me. Mi omar apolosa the bal choiv doivin min avodim. The chemikar koidom. Does Rabbi Lozo hold that avodim kemikarki, so it's called mikarki karkois diyoshu yasmi. So Ula said, no, Rabbi Lozo never said such a thing. Minei min aloi va'atzmo yomar Rabbi Lozo the Baal Chayv goyve min avodim. Rabbi Lozo only said, if he can mon from the loive, if he possesses avodim. O kapore, so Rav Nachman said, don't tell me Rabbi Lozo said this, minei. You don't thought it didn't goyve him in avodim. You could be goyve from anything. Afilam eglim v'dal kaspe. You could be goyve the shirt off his shoulders. So then Ula said, speaking about aso apoyteki, apoytehekoi. This should be for miyuchad legviya. Klima mizeh yehelecha peroin. Vashmeina Rabbi Lozo de imachoi doive balchoi mimeno. So it would seem that there's a chazora now. Ula is changing his mahalach in Rabbi Lozo. But you're right, Menei Rabbi Lozo is not telling us any chiddush whatsoever. No, they're speaking about that he made it in a poiteki and he sold it. And since there's a koil, you could be goiver from the lekuches. And Rav Nachman was satisfied with this mahalach, and he left. Lebosel de Novak, after Rav Nachman left, Omer lehu Ula, so then Ula confided in the Talmidim that were Yoshim b'fonov. Listen, Rabbi said, let me tell you something. Hochi Omer Rabbi Lozo afilu miyasmi. No. Rabbi Lozo holds that avdi kemikarki domi. And you could, so if the loiva died, you could mon from Yisoyimim. Omar Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman heard about that, what Ula said after he left. Ishtamtin Ula. Ula wants to avoid me. Let's see what Rashi says. Lebosel de Nofak Rav Nachman. Those who were sitting in front of him, he told them as follows. The way Rav Nachman had asked him right away, did he say, you can mourn from Avodim? That's what Rav Lozo really said. So Rav Nachman, when he heard this, he said, Ishtamtin Ule, Nishmat Mimeni, he wants to avoid me, V'yore Loime Befonai, he's afraid to say it in my face. Mishum desvira li, because I hold after kimetaltali domi. I hold after kimetaltali. Umisyore yushema kaphenu balochis ubekuches. He doesn't want to have a confrontation with me.
So Mamela, in front of me, he says, Rabbi Loza never said this, that he came home from Yisraimim. So, of course, he wants to avoid me, doesn't want to have a confrontation with me. So, pshat is, Bemison, this halacha is not Ula's halacha, it's Rabbi Loza's halacha. Who learned from Rabbi Loza? Rabbi Loza taka held avde kimekarki domi. Rabbi Loza wasn't around. Ula felt he's not capable to have a machlekes with Rav Nachman. That's 100% true. And so he'll start saying, Rabbi Loza said avde kimekarki, and Rav Nachman will bombard him with kashas and shout. He won't know when to answer. So therefore, to Rav Nachman, he wanted to avoid this confrontation with Rav Nachman. So, Mamela, to Rav Nachman, he said, Rabbi Loza speaking about a case, of an apoiteki. But really, Rabbi Loza taka held avde kimikalki domi. And, if Rabbi Loza would have been around, he would be able to answer Rav Nachman's kashis, but, Rabbi Loza wasn't around. Fine. Bekitza, we have now a machloikis between Rabbi Loza and Rav Nachman. Rabbi Loza was avde kimikalki domi. And Rav Nachman knows after Kimetal Tlidom. Ave uvde benardoe. There was a mice in Nardoe. The agvu dined in Nardoe. And the dayonim of Nardoe were goiva avodim from Yisoymen. Like Rav Loza said. Because after Kimetalki. Ave uvde bepumpadise. The agve ravchon about business. Same thing, Rav Chonda Bar Bizna also held like Rabbi Loza, and he was goyve. Amar lohu Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman was fuming with these psokim. He said, Zilu Haduru, let me tell you, Rabbi Yisai, Avde Kimetalteli Domi. So he had no right to take this away from the Yisaimim. So make sure the Yisaimim get back their avodim. The loy, and if you won't listen to me, magvina lechu la'apadnaich, I'll take away your houses, and now make sure that this was a toh bedvar mishnah. You made a terrible choice by paskening the malva can take away the avodim. The malva has no right to take away the avodim. Avdikim metal polidomi. So memele, if you don't return it, so I'll be goyve your houses, and I'll pay up the assignment. It was taken from the Yisaimim Shalaykedeh. Amar lei Rav Rav Nachman. So Rav approached Rav Nachman. He says, listen, I don't understand your tkifis. Ho ule, ule ho davde kimikalki. Ho Rabbi Loza. Rabbi Loza ho davde kimikalki. Ho dayne din erdo. Ho Rav Chano ba bizne. Mar keman tzvirele. You are yochid. Who do you hold like? Avde kimitaltali. Omalei ano masnisa yodaino. I know a baraisa that avde kimetaltali. The toni avimi pluzbul chala lakalke beine chala lavode. You can only write a pluzbul like this, shviyas is mishamet. If the malve before shviyas comes to Beznin, it says, moisrani anilochem ploini ploini, that kol choyv sheyeshli, he gives over the choyvis to Bezin, sheyuchal agbenu b'chozman she'erze, so then he's permitted to be goyve from the loyve after shviyas. But Avimi said, this only works if the loyve possesses kalke. Ve'enai chal al avodim, but it's not chal al avodim. That's one member of Avimi. Another member of Avimi is Metaltalim Niknim Imakalke. There's a Kinyan Agav. If you make a Kinyan in the Kalke, you're kind of automatically the Metaltalim if you want to be marked there. The Einam Niknim in Avodim. So I know two Baraises that Avdiki Metaltalidomi. That's where I'm coming from. So Mamela, that's why I'm Chaylik on them. Now, before we finish Rashi, just to begin to understand the sugya, let us just see the beginning of Taisvis, the second Dibur HaMaschon on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Taisvis says, "Ano Mas Nisa Yodana, I know a Baraisa." פרקטויסווס אף על גב דבקמה דוכטים אשכחן דחמיקל קידומי. This פסק that an עבד is הוקיש לקרקויס, this is a common פסק. לניינו אינו, אין אינו לקרקויס, אין אינו לעבודם, ושבו אין נשבועים על הקרקויס, נשבועים על העבודם, אין נשבועים על העבודם. אוי מרי, so now the Ri enlightens us. Da hoche loy airi elo bemili de rabbonon. Our whole sugi is speaking about the rabbonon de kehaloches. What is shat the rabbonon de kehaloches? The ligvois miyas mi umelukuches. That what we're speaking about, to be gaiva from yesoimim, from lukuches, the sovar shibud alav de araisa. He holds Shibud alav de raisa. So that means, mina teire, if the loive possesses kalke, and he sells it, or he's meirish it, he can't mon from the yisayimim, he can't mon from the kuchis. There's no such concept of Shibud that automatically my kalke becomes meshubet to the mal. There's no such thing. It's a takone de rabbonon, mishum nilas deles, that the malve could mon from the kuches in Yisayim. It's at the corner of the rabbon. So in the rabbon of the kahaloches, there they gave a din of the kimetal talidom. That's what Rav Nachman is saying. I know, avodem hukshul karkois, misnachal kamoisim lednechem acheichem, leshes achusa. I know that avodem have a din of karka. That's after by the arises. I'm speaking about the rabbonon, and by the rabbonon, of the Kimetal that's by Shibut. Uleinyan plus Vlagovi Elmi Darabono. So there I say after Kimetal Tuli. Uleinyan plus Bull. The O plus Bull is also a Darabonon. So by the you say after Kimetal Tuli. The Kenyan Agab Davinami Bidarabonon. Agab is also a Darabonon. So that's what Rav Nachman held. That means b'mili derabonon avodim evadin of metaltala. Okay, so that now beginning to understand what the masa matn of the sugya is b'mili derabonon do avodim evadin kalke do evadin metaltala, and here a raya from Puzbul and Agav which are mili derabonon that avde evadin metaltala. Fine. Now let us finish Rashi on the sugi, and then we'll go to Taisvus. Zut Rashi, Ava uvde v'agva idayne din erdo, afilu miyasmi. They were goyfe from Yisayimim. So the Rove asked Rav Nachman, I don't understand you, why are you such a takif, or ulev, or abeloze, dekulu sviralu kemekarki domi. Mar da omar kemetalkali, Keman Svirelach, who do you hold like? Pruzbul, Meforish, Begitten, Shetikin, Hilul Hazokin, Pruzbul, Gedeish Leitishamet, Shviyis, Hamilve. He's like this Shviyis would be Mishamet Achoiv, Semed Atakone, if you write a Pruzbul, it's not Mishamet. Chal ala karke, the kivin loy mechasri gavayne, v'zeh kosov loy aleim shekol choyv, sheyesh loy olof sheigvenu kol zman sheyirtze, kaime bershusei demalve. Now, I'd like to give a little agdome. This is a very shvera Rashi. But let us mention two things. Number one, what Rashi in Tosfos says, in another place. And then we have to figure that, which is much more poshut. And then we'll try to understand what Rashi is saying here. Rashi in Tosfos in Gittin say as follows. Why is there such a halacha that you only write a pruzbul if the loive possesses karka? What does one thing have a shaykhus with the other? So, Rashi and Taisva say as follows. Rashi and Taisva says that this whole inyan of Puzbul is a takona de rabona. Now, Chazal made atakone by instances that occur frequently. Most of the shchicha, they made takones. If you have a rare case, Chazal will not make atakone for a rare case. That's Yisoid Aleph. Yisoid Beis. So Rashi and Tosfos says as follows. It is very rare that a person will lend money to a loy who doesn't have karka. If he doesn't have karka, so I'm not insured I'll ever get paid up to chayv. He has money, he can be matzni of the money, he can be machal of the money. I am not secure with the chayv. So 85% of the halvois which are made, the malve will first make sure that he's secure with the chayv, that the loy has karka. So, a normal choy, that's a normal choy. There's 15% that the malvis, the bali betochen, they lend money without kakois, without the loiva possessing kak. Said Rashi. So, by a normal choy, chazal, milse de shriche, ovid rabon atakone, they made a takone, this whole prusbul is a takone, they made a takone by a normal choy. Here, if he doesn't have any kark, it's not a normal chayv. So it's not a normal chayv. So memele. So there's no takon. That's how Rashi and Tosfos are saying it. And the Rashi says like this. This is a very understandable pshat. So now, before we come into our Rashi, so fine. So let us talk about. So it says, Toysven Puzbul Chalala Karke, Vies Karke, Vene Chalala Vodet. Now, between, so, that's, oh, you see that what? You see that Avdike Metalpoli. Now, Kan Shayla Ben, where do you see Lomdus over here? We just mentioned before the reason why a person will normally lend money for Yeskaka because he's secure on the Chayt. I feel like Avdikim is Kalka. In Lomdus, it's Kalka, he has a Din Kalka. But will a person lend money to a Leiva because he has an Eved? He's not secure with the Eved. He could be Matzniyad Eved, Machid Bavriyach Eved. He's not secure at all with the Eved. So what did Rav Nachman see if the Baraisa says, you will not write a prusbul, he has a bottom, oh, it's a raya, I'm right. A nechtigetog. The reason, if he has a bottom, it's a choyv doloy shtiche. The malva is not secure. So that is why, that is why they didn't make a takona prusbul. So let us see Tosfos over here, just to understand. So Tosfos took care of it. Prusbul chal ala kalke. And koisman prusbul al dovo, something that you can't destroy, you can't be matznia, so memele, so, and that's a choyv de shriche, and that, the writer puts, fraktoisvis, ba'af al gav, shekoisvin al otzitz noko, fraktoisvis, amore de kekashe, the gmos isn't getting, if the loive possesses a flower pot that has a hole, mitzionic from the karke, oh, he has karke and kais and puzbo. But the lomdus doesn't apply over here. Lomdus, it's karke. But the malva is not at all secure with his chayv. So why do you write a puzbo? So Tosfos, abokivin the choshiv karke loy plug rabona. That was the takona. The takona was, since a normal chayv is usually made if the loiva possesses karka. Then they made a loy plug. They didn't want to cheshben this karka, yeah, this karka. There was a loy plug. As long as the loiva possesses karka, so memele, as long as the loiva possesses karka, so we write a prusbul. So if not, it's not given as a din karka, we write a prusbul. So Tosfos means to say, so if Avodim ever din kark, we'll also write a prusbul. There's a light plug already. And here if it says that Avodim, you don't write a prusbul, if this, oh yes, Avodim is a raya that Avodim kimetalpul. That's pshat in the sugya before Al-Rashi. Now, to understand the difficulties in Rashi, I'd like to give a shtickel aksamen. There's a Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin says as follows. This is a Gemara daf lamed zayin. Rabbi Yochanan wanted to say a shtick Torah. Rabbi Yochanan said, if a, forget about Prusbo. Rabbi Yochanan said, if a loive borrowed money from a malve, and this was a milve bishtar, and the karkois of the loive became mishubit to the malve with the shtar, shtar shesh by a chayis nachosim, we're talking about alvo bishtar, and the loive is karke, so Rabbi Yochanan says, min ha-toire, einim mishamit. There's no din shmita. So Trashi, why not? Mein Schmitte leitzer, what hat es mir, because he is kalk in a milvo bishtar. So Rashi says as follows, she shibid loy kakoy, so if he was mishabit is kalk, einoi mishabit. It's not mishabit, deche govo it omri. It's equivalent, since the kalk that the loyva possesses is mishubit to the malve, so it's ke'ilu, the carcass here, and Nayev is shibud in it, so it's equivalent ke'ilu, the malva was goive the choiv. He possesses the carcass. Is a shibud on the carcass here. Uche moisha karkois becheskas ha-malve, ugvuyois mamish, it's just like the carcass is by the, is becheskas ha-malve. It's just like he was already going with the karke. We didn't go through the formalities. Oh, well, the karke is here. I have, he was mishabed this karke to me. Uchevuyois, gvuyois mamish, ve'ein kan choif. Amor yudikizach. That's a shtik teir of Rabbi Yochanan. So there's no choif. It's finished. The choif is paid up. We have to go a little formalities here. They have to move it. But the chayv in London already, this kark is meshubit to me, so it's ke'ilu, I possess the kark, uchigvuyos domi. There's no chayv. Shmita is, there's a chayv. The chayv is paid up already, it's over and done. Fine. Then, that was a shtick Torah Rabbi Yochanan said. Then Lamaise, when it came Lamaise, Rabbi Yochanan said, it is Meshamet. So the Gemara is, so he said, Minei she'onu medamim nasa maise. I said a svore, but mainly to do Lamaise, to do like my svore, is, I don't have the breite places to pass. It's a good svore, and it's a longish svore. Lamaise, I wouldn't rely on my svore. So now, let's review what we just learned. There was a svore, that kalke, that's meshubit, is kigavui, and there's no choy. There was such a svore, but that's only in lomdis. Lemaise, there is a choy, it's not kigavui, and it is meshamet. That's the maskonas agamore. Now, all of a sudden, let's learn our Rashi. Chal ala kalke. If the loive has kalke, chal ala kalke. Dikivin. Now, all of a sudden, Rashi seems to be repeating Rabbi Yochanan's svore. Dikivin the loimechsere geweine. You don't have to be goive. The kalke is here, and it's loimechsere geweine. You don't have to go search for it. It's Vizek Kosav Aleyem, and he wrote a Prusbu. Shekol Choyv Sheyesh Loyolov Shigvenu Kozman Sheyilze. He wrote that he'll be able to be Goy with the Choyv. And it's not Mechusa Gevaine. Kaime Bershusi de Malve. So it's like Bershusa Malve. So the Emerson, Rashi is making a Kugel over here. Rashi is using Rabbi Yochanan Svore, but Rabbi Yochanan didn't want to say his svara. He didn't want to rely on his svara. But if you wrote a pluzbu, you wrote a pluzbu, zekosav leim shekolchay, he wrote a pluzbu sheesh leolo. He wrote a pluzbu shekolchay, sheesh leolo, shegvenu kozman seyirtze, kaime b'shusi demal. So you have to understand what Rashi is saying. What Rashi is telling us, alum this in pluzbu. I saw they bring down a marit in Kedushin Daf Chof Zayin. The Marit says that Be'emison, the first Mahalach that we said, that the whole reason that the Leiva is to have possessed Karke is because the whole Takana was by a Milvah the Shriche. It's only Shriche to lend money. If the Malvah is secure, if the Malvah is not secure, it won't lend money. It's Milvah the Leiva Shriche. That's the Svara of a lot of Rishayim. Frek the Marit a very, very pertinent question. The Gemara says, what is the din if I lent a loive money without karka? It's bitter. Now it's right before Shemitah, and now I'm going to lose the whole chayv. And you only write a puzzle if the loive is karka. So you know what you do? You mezakim some karka. You take a karka. Listen, I have a chayv of $1,000. I'll be mishamet. I take a karka. 1 inch by 1 inch that I possess, I tell someone, make a kinyan, bizoiche this karke for the loive. Oh, now the loive has karke. When I come to Bezen, Bezen asks me, does the loive have karke? Sure does. He just was zoiche from the karke. Oh, he has karke. We'll write a puzzle. That's an often the Gemara. The Gemara says this eight, so what to do. Frag the Marit, he doesn't understand this. If the longest of karke is because you need a milvah de shriche, so you have to look what the loive possessed b'shas halvo. If b'shas halvo he didn't possess a karke, so it's a milvah de loy shriche. So before I write the pluzbo, I'm going to zak him a karke, so that makes it a milvah de shriche. As the effect of Marit. He said it's very shvet, so therefore he doesn't like this at all. He doesn't like this pshat. And the Marit says anu pshat, he brings this from the Rabbeinu Tam, Anukshat. Elotaimo. So he says, what is the longest of puzzle with karke? Mishum shebudehu, kepeirish rabbeinu tram. The puzzle havi, kein adrachte, the kosvi bezdin, the chi ike karke havalai kegovri. So, the Marit says as follows. An adrachte means as follows. An adrachte means if Reuven owes Shimon money, and now the shaila is if Shimon can go to Reuven's karkois. So, Shimon needs a document from Bezdin, go to the yesterday. The Bavari, that owes them the money, and this karka is worth the chayv. After all the formalities are taken care of, they write to him, adrachte, you can go now to this karka and take it for yourself. So an adrachte means this is a document which now it's biyodai to take it, all red tape is taken care of, you can go and take it. So he says, the longest of a pruzbal is, that when I give over my choiv to Bezdin, Bezdin says, Lagabi Hilchishmite, you can go and be goiv the choiv. You can go, that means, Lagabi Hilchishmite, we assume that we said, we're giving you the right to be goiv the choiv. You can go take the choiv. So there's no choiv anymore, because we wrote an adrach. That was the lomdus of Pluzbul. Pluzbul was ke'ilu, Bezdin gave him a document and a right to be goyved, which is much more than a shibud. A shibud means, I have a schus to be goyved, but a drachta means, I can now be goyved. Rashi says in Gittin, the Loshen, Maisrani, I'm giving over the choyv to Bezdin, v'hein yerdum unachosav, Bezdin already, Bezdin is Yerdum on the Chosav. That is the accomplishment of Puzbul. Sagt der Marit, if a Puzzle is an equivalent to an Adrachte, so then it's Mamishke Govoi. So the longest of Puzzle is, there's no Choy. The Choy was paid up. The minute I write a Puzzle, and Puzzle has, and Besen has the power to write an Adrachte, so the Puzzle is Ki'ilu, Besen is saying, you have now an Adrachte, on the skalke, al kaponim legabi hilche shmite, and it's kegavoy, there's no choy. That is the lomna. So that is what Rashi is saying. Over here, dachsech, like that marit in Kedushim. Rashi is saying, the kivin dloy mechasri gevayne, kalke is not mechusra gevayne, you don't have to search for it, it's here. Vizek kosav aleyem. וזה כוסב לא יעליהם שכל חויב שיש ליולוב שיגוונו כל זמן שיר. So that means we gave him the right. He could be goive the חויב from the קרקה. Kind may be should say the malvus. So it's the malvus already and finished. Fine. That's me, that's chat in this Rashi. Nickname in the Mephoshim asks to steer on the two Rashis. Rashi and Gittin says the first one is about Kapoor. It seems this Rashi learned like the Marit. Now, we learned that Metal, a second Raya, Rav Nachman brought, the Brais, it says, Metal Tlum is Nikdami Makalke, Kinyanaga. He mochaloi kalke, Metal Tlum. He's selling him kalke, Metal Tlum. The Herzik be kalke, and he made a Maisa Kinyan in the kalke. So then it's called the metaltal mafo pishalei moshach. That's the chiddush of agav, that together with the acquisition of the kalke, I want to sell you metaltalim, you acquire the metaltalim without a maisa kinyan. That's the chiddush of agav. Yeah, called the metaltal mafo pishalei moshach. Ve'ein niknim im avodim, shem herzik ba'avodim, if he was marzik ba'avodim, like on the metaltali. He wasn't kind of the metaltali. V'yochel moiche larza b'metaltali. And the moiche kebichoyza. Alma avdei kemetaltali. Now, this sentence that Rashi says, V'yochel moiche larza b'metaltali. So I hear the other, this is extra. Rashi said like this. V'ein niknim im avodin. Shimherzik ba'avodim, like on the metaltalim. See, not going to finish. There's no dinaga. So now Rashi is, v'yochel moichel arza b'metaltalim, the moichel could be, if he wasn't kind of, could be, what is Rashi telling us over here? A whole sentence Rashi is telling us. V'yochel moichel arza b'metaltalim. So that's the chmir, Pshat and Rashi is as follows. There's a Gemara in Bob Metzia. The Gemara in Bob Metzia says as follows. According to Reish Lakish, Mois einam koinis by metaltalim. I'm chlekes Rabbi Yechanan Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish holds Mois einam koinis. So, Mois einam koinis. So the Gemara asks Akasha and Reish Lakish, if a Mois Einam Koines, the Mishnah says that if a person gave money on Metaltalim, and then one of the parties is Chayzer, they give a Shrekleche Klole on the one who is Chayzer, Mishapora, Mideramabo, and thus, Uyifra, a Merdike Klole. So the Gemara asks Akasha, Mois Einam Koines, so good, he wasn't kinder. So why, if one has chazer, there was no kinyan. Kinyan kesef is not kinder. So why if someone has chazer, why did he give him a cloth? What did he do wrong? So the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says there are two things. If a person, Reuven, tells Shimon, I'm going to sell you these metaltalim. That's dvorim. This is a din hengshalach tzedek. You say a vote, you tell him, you're going to sell it to him, you should sell it to him. If you didn't sell it to him, ein ruach hachomim noichem menu. So you don't, see, your word is not, you say one thing and you change your mind. Ein ruach hachomim noichem menu. But we won't be mekalel him. He's not shlishi, we won't give him not shlishi, not shishi. Ein ruach hachomim noichem menu. You're not an honest person. But that's it. But the Gemara says, but if he gave money, and I'm giving you money for these metaltulim, parentheses, mois einam koinis, there's no maisekinyan. But I told you I'm selling this to you, and I accepted money, so the Gemara says, this already is a little going too far. Havi kidvorim be'ika. The ika badayu mois. This was really more than stamazoi a vote. This is we showed our sincerity. I said I'm selling to you. You gave me money. Then all of a sudden I changed my mind. This is a psazay an oisvolf. And such an anhoge bezn gave a klola. So Rashi says mishum dvorim. Shabo al kachli de maise. They did something over here. It's not good. Voice is not kind of good, but they did something. He said he's selling it, and he gave money for it. And now all of a sudden, you ignore whatever occurred till now. They're mekal. So we see there is such a concept of dvorim shaboim li de maise. Yet dvorim and a maise. Then there's a obligation. You should keep your word. It wasn't something a word. It was a word, and you did a ma'isa also. So that's Merashi saying a meirah dekezach over here. We made a person went over. He wants to be kind of metalkalim agav avodim. He has an air conditioner selling. He's selling him davodim. I made a chazok in davodim. And I said, with avodim, you're kind of the air conditioner. Fine. So we did something. So memele, so good, and hilchis agav is avodim kemetaltolitom. He won't kind of. But we did, that's samazoi. Zoktrashi, no. Zoktrashi viyochel means he's permitted. Viyochel moichel achzaboy. The moiche can have charotim kemetaltolitom. Don't tell to this case, to the Gemara in Azov. The Gemara in Azov, he paid him for it already, so Memele, that already gives more sincerity to the whole Masa Matan. But over here, you made a Maisa Kinyan which doesn't work, and you said something, you don't make a kugel with these two things, V'yochel Moichel Atzabai, and the Moichel can have Chalot. That is Rashi. Now let us see Taisvis. Zok Taisvis. Afilu min glimid al kasve, im yesh loishnaim. So Taisu says we can't accept this Gemara literally. Taisu is on the Afyadala from the base. Let's to the last Taisu. Afilu min glimid al kasve, im yesh loishnaim. So Taisu says it's speaking about that he has two shirts. Im ein le ele echo to omer veperka mekabel, the misadrin le bal choyf. That means when we're goyve for the malva, we have to leave over the loiva with some basics. You can't make he should be be'erim or b'chayis or kail. He has two shirts. Then one you take away for the chayv. That's teretz number one. Teretz number two, inami betalish sheshov me'yamone. It's big man, he has one shirt. But this is a shirt that's worth me'yamone. Shemalbish noise betalish aroyle. Well, listen, I understand you need a shirt. But you don't need a Meya Monadike shirt. So we'll take this Meya Monadike shirt for the Chayv, and for a partial payment for the Chayv al Kaponim, and we'll buy you a cheaper shirt. Rabbi Kiva said, no, if that was his shirt, that's his shirt. You can't take away that shirt. We don't pass on Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Netam poisik halacha dein mesadrin. Rabbi Netam says halacha we don't pass him bechlal that mesadrin. So memeli he can take the shirt off his back. Kigoin she'aso apoytiki. So when we had learned Rashi, Rashi says, and the Mefoshim says, Amachlekes Rashi in Taisvis, which we're going to learn now. Rashi said, when we said an apoiteki, when we mentioned an apoiteki, so with Rav Nachman is saying as follows. Rav Nachman is saying that if the Lekeach purchased the Eved, which was an apoiteki, I can mourn from the Lekeach. That is what Rabbi Loza had said, you can mourn from the Lekeach. And we had mentioned that the reason why you can mourn from the Lekeach, now we just see the Shibud Alav de Araise, so you can't really mourn from the Lekeach, but we mentioned Taisvis and Baba Basra, it's a gewaldike chutzpah from the Lekeach to step on the Malvis toes. He knew that the Eved is Meshubad for the Choyd, and he was a Mechutzev, and he went and purchased it, so we'll show you. So we'll show you that, so therefore we give the Malva the right to be goyve the Eved. Now, let us start thinking out loud. So what will be from Yisayman? So Yisayman, if you hold Shibud Alav the Raisa, you hold Avde Kimetaltali Domi, and that's the whole Gemara over here, so from Yisayman, then they're not mechutzofim. Their father died and they yashin the Eved. I mean, they didn't do anything intentional to the Malva. They didn't shepherd with the Malva. The father died. Now they have the metaltalim. It's metaltalim the yashin milay mishtabdi. So lechayre the halacha should be that you get mum from Yisaymi. This whole svara. If there's a koil, this works by lekuches. The lekeach who purchases it is a machutzer, so memele, so therefore you mun from the, you can mun from the lekeach, but not from Yisayim. Now Taisus is going to tell us not like this. Vahashte, zuk Taisus, govi miyasmi kemay milekeach. Taisus says, amayu dekechidish. If you can mourn from Lekuches, you can mourn from Yisayim also. Ba'af al-gav. So now Taisvis starts mentioning the difficulties that one will encounter with such a psak. The miyasmi le'shayich taimim mishim kol kamay b'lekeich. The whole of this is al-tzkoil. He knew about it. He shouldn't have purchased it. He's a mechutzev. The Yisayim mamgonish gezindik. So it doesn't pass. Lagabi ditu apoitiki, veloy apoitiki, shove, yo apoitiki, nish apoitiki. They did nothing wrong. Puskate meron, there is a curl, there's not a curl, it's metalfoy diasmi. Mikomokim, Taisa said, Chazal were consistent. Heichi the govi me lekuches, if you goive from lekuches, govi nami miyasmi. You goive from Yisayim also. Chazal were consistent. That if you mourn from a Shabbatim already, whatever the reason is, so they didn't differentiate between Avodim, between Lekuches and Yoshin, and Yasmi. That's what Taisvah says. Hey, Govinami mi Yasmi. Mi di da hava a milva bishtar. So Taisvah is going to bring a raya to this Yisod. Let's talk about a milva bishtar. The Govi miyasmi amilakuches, afilu lamandi omar, shibuda lav de raise. Afilu yohod shibuda lav de raise. So there's no shibud whatsoever minatoir. And Chazal made a takona als nilas teles that you could mourn from the lakuches. The lakuches were aware that there's a choyt. So there, if you come on from the Lekuches, and also again the Lekuches of Gvaldak Mechutzofen, they knew about it. So Chazal said that you can be goyve from the Lekuches. So the halacha is the govi miyasmi melekuches afilu mandiyom meshibud alav diraisa. So you don't have a legitimate reason to mourn from Yisayim over here. And that's why I once saw a meirah de kesvore. The whole, we'll see later in Taisus, if you're Shibud Alav de Raise, so what right do you have to mourn from Lekuches? So the Gemara says, Al Tnila Stelas. That means, if you will go If you're going to go according to the letter of the law, Shibud Olav Deraisa, and it's sold, and it's sold, and the Malva can mum from Lakuchis, so after such a halva, the Malva will tell Bezdin, will tell the Loiva, I learned my lesson, don't be such a good-hearted person. I lent you money, and now you sold it, and now I'm up the creek. I lost the chayv already. You taught me a lesson. I'll stop lending money from now. So Chazal were very much afraid of this. So they said, listen, even though according to Meikar Adin, Shibud Olav Deraisa, but if we want people to lend money, the Malva has to be capable of being given from the Lakuchas. So this fear that the loive might sell his karkois and the malve will be stuck, this fear every malve has. So Memele, so Chazal ensured him, don't worry, he'll sell the karka, you can run from the lakuchas. A malve does not have a fear, maybe the loive is going to die and I won't be able to run from the yershim. The loive is a young man, 35 years old. Why should you think Epis maybe is going to die? He doesn't think of that. What really he's scared of is maybe the loiv will sell the karkois. That's he's scared of. And that will be very angry if this is done. So, Meiker Adin, the Ne'ilas del Shulaisino dels B'nei Loivin would have been sufficient if you can be goyver from the Lakuchas. Then the Malva feels secure. He's not afraid that the loiv is going to die. This is not that's not what he's worried about. He's worried the loiv might sell the karka. But some emailer between you and me, the whole takone of Nilas Delas is only applicable by Lakuchas, not by Yisayim. But Chazal were consistent. If you mourn for Mishubodim, you go straight down. You can mourn all Mishubodim. You can mourn from Lakuchas. You can mourn from Yisayim. That's what Taisu says. Mi di dava milva bishta. The gavi mi yasmi milakuchas. Avila mandi yom mishibu de lav de reis. U milva al pe loy gavi mi mishabdi. Veloy mi yasmi. Af al pike. U milva al pe loy gavi mishabdi loy mi yasmi. But a milva bishta, your mom from your same. A bish loy me bilakuchas ikil aflugi. Bein al pele bishtar, the milva bishtar goive, mishim nilas delas, you goive mishim nilas delas. Milva al pele govi, mishim deleke kole, so you can't mum from the lakuches, so memele, how can you mum from them? They were unaware of it. Bishtar is like kole. So by lakuches, we understand very well the chilik between milva bishtar, milva al pe. Avol miyasmi, when it comes to Yisaimim, mali milva alpe, mali milva bishtach, what's the difference? The milva alpe, milva shtach, elavadai. What's it, be yaman from Yisaimim, because it's a curl. Elavadai kolheichet de govi milakuches, mishum nilis delis, govi nami miyasmi. Kamay milva bishtach, that's a gemara. That a milva bishtach you gave from Yisaimim. Even though in Alpi logic, there's no reason why it should be like that. There's no difference in Milva Bishtah and Milva Alpe. There's no Indian of Nilas Delis, Pachlal by Yisaymin. Af Alpi Kain, Chazal were consistent. If you mon from Mishabodim, you don't differentiate between a Milva Bishtah and a Milva Alpe. You don't differentiate, you don't differentiate between Lakuchas and Yisaymin. One case. Oi, I'll tell you another case. Milve haksuve betoire, leman di oma kichsuve bishtar domi. Now this is a second case. Now, I'd just like to explain for 1 minute what does this mean. The Gemara, there's a milve haksuve betoire. A milve haksuve betoire means a choiv that the toire was mechadish. That means there's a milve that means I borrowed money, so I have to pay back, not because the Torah said you have to pay back. The Seichel is Mechayev this. You have to pay back. You borrowed money, you have to pay back. There's a Milva Ksuva B'Torah. The Torah said that a Vi Abchoyer has to give the Koyin money. He owes the Koyin money. This is the Torah made this chayv. The Gemara says, "Afilu yehod shibude." This is how the Ritva says in Gittin Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. "Afilu yehod shibude lav de yiraise." Yehod shibude lav de yiraise. Apidyan aben, he could be goyve. The coin can be goyve from lekuches because it's kiksuve bishtar domi. Here's the deal, like a milve bishtar. So the Ritva in Gittin is sakasha and shuldik. Milva ksuva b'shtar, you also can't be goyve. The whole thing you made at the kon al snilas delas, that was tikkun olam. So what does this mean? A pidyon haben is like a milva ksuva b'shtar. What's the connection? Zekter Ritva Amerdik Zach. Chazal wanted to be consistent. Loi yehei hedyet chomo min gavoya. That means when the a person wrote a shtar, so then you could man from lekuches mit rabona, good, but and if the Torah said you owe money, then we'll say no. Chazal said that a milvak suva b'Torah, even though there's no kaila, milvak suva b'Torah has to have all the milas of milvak suva b'shtar. So al kaponim, there's no kaila, there's nothing, but you man from lekuches. So Taisa says if you man from lekuches, you man from yisaimim also. Whenever you mum from the kuchish, you mum from Yisayman. Oi, case number 3. Sha'omat bedin. Sha'omat bedin, it means there's a koil. If there's a mother bedin, not a shtar, but there was a mother bedin, let's say it was masikim, and there was a mother bedin that he owes him X amount of money, there's a koil, so you mum from the kuchish, you mum from Yisayman. Govinami miyasmi. Avo b'milval peh. Kiven de loichosh lase shtar ligvois milakuchas. Now this is a meridike zach. A milva alpe, the whole thing we bent backwards is because we're afraid the malva will never lend money. If he did not write a shtar, the malva, so mamela, well, so how do you expect what's going to be? If he sells it, you won't be able to mum from the lakuchas. Because the lakuchas won't know bachlal that there was a choiv. Why didn't you write a shtar? So the malva says, I don't care, I'm a bal betochen, skate minishton. So a milva bal peh, if the malva didn't care to secure his chayiv, Chazal also didn't care. So a milva bal peh, there's no din of nilas delas, so then you don't mum from lekuchas, and you don't mum from yisayimim also. The lechosh las ishtar ligvesh me lekuchas, ke legovi nami miyas me leke nilas delas. Now, Taisi says, Pshat in the Gemara. So, Vachi Perushi. Omar Abelozer, Afilu Miyasmi, V'loi Apoiteki. That was Rav Nachman's question. He asked, did Abelozer say, Yikemon, from Yisoymim, with Adan Apoiteki, Mishum Dahavik Yekalke? That was his question to Ula. So Ula answered him, Loi Minei. No. Minei. He can man from him perish b'loy apoyteki legovi elaminei uporech minei tzorech loyma, that's the girsa minei tzorech loyma umishani ba apoyteki. So the Gemara says it's speaking about an apoyteki legovi nami miyasmi milakuchas. So let's just explain one thing that Tosfos had a tremendous problem over here, which the Gemara does not flow. He asked him, did Rabbi Elazar say you gave him a Yisayimim? In other words, does Rabbi Elazar avdikim mekarki? He said, no. Avdikim metaltali. Minei. So he said, Minei, please. What is Rabbi Elazar telling us? So he said he made him an apoyteki. So now there's a chazor over here. That's not Minei. So, ain't a chanami. So Taisa says, there's a chazor. And an apoyteki, and since it's a chazore, so now it's takim miyasmi. Before he asked him a kasha, you gave him miyasmi, I filled it without an apoyteki. And he said, no. But now that he said it's speaking about an apoyteki, now we're going back to miyasmi, with an apoyteki. Inami, Taisus wants to say, but this is tikkul doichik, because the Gemara doesn't flow. The Gemara seems it's a continuation. Inami de kori minei, that means that was what he meant to begin with. Ava gav de govi nami miyasmi, kimi de mikoy chaloi vishaso apoyteki kogovi. That means he means minay, not from him, nor because of him. He said, "Can you mon avodim?" So he said, "Yes." Miyaseimim. So he said, "Minay, minay means not stamazay from yaseimim, but because of him you could mon from yaseimim." He didn't understand shat minay, but that's what minay meant, because of it. Zila duru choshivlu ketoy bedvar mishne. Yeah, this is considered a toy bedvar mishne. And that is why he told them he's going to be goy with apad.